This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Germany's Social Democrat leader Olaf Scholz vowed Monday to form a governing coalition by Christmas after his party defeated German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, party 25.7% to 24.1% in parliamentary elections Sunday. Scholz told reporters his party was negotiating with Germany's Green Party, which received 14.8% of Sunday's vote, and the Social Democrats, or FDP, which won 11.5%. At his own news conference Monday, CDU candidate Armin Laschet, whose troubled campaign saw a one-time lead in the polls dissolve, said his party was also seeking to form a coalition with the Greens and the FDP. Since neither party won more than 50% of all seats in the Bundestag, the German parliament's lower house, both are claiming the right to form a new government and name a chancellor. Meanwhile, FDP leader Christian Lindner told reporters Monday his party plans to meet with the Green Party to see if, despite their differences, they could form the progressive center of a new coalition. The Greens, meanwhile, said they are keeping their options open. Some analysts believe Germany's political limbo is not likely to be resolved until early next year. Merkel, who will remain in office on a caretaker basis until her successor is chosen. Officials in Greece say one person was killed and several others injured in a magnitude 5.8 earthquake in the Greek island of Crete Monday. The officials say the only confirmed fatality was in the town of Arkalahori, which is about 30 kilometers outside Crete's capital of Heraklion. They say the victim was reportedly working on the renovation of a chapel when its dome caved in. Across the island, people were reportedly seen running out of buildings and homes, while many older buildings suffered damage. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department said Monday about 100 American citizens are still waiting to leave Afghanistan, and the biggest hurdle to their evacuation remains the unpredictability of the Taliban. In a background briefing Monday, a senior State Department official told reporters the Taliban's unpredictability regarding who is permitted to depart is the number one constraint from getting U.S. citizens and others out of Afghanistan. He added the number two constraint is the lack of regular commercial air service to enable people who wish to depart to do so in a predictable manner. The official estimated that roughly 100 American citizens and permanent residents are ready to go currently in Afghanistan. The State Department said its officials are in regular communication with private groups charting their own evacuation flights from the country and also in communication with the Taliban, working to negotiate for the safe departure of Americans. Roughly 124,000 people were flown out of Afghanistan after the U.S. announced its military departure and the Taliban took control of the capital in late August. The U.S. House of Representatives is scheduled to begin debate Monday and possibly vote Thursday on the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, a major priority of U.S. President Joe Biden's domestic agenda. Both Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have expressed confidence about the bill passing, though Biden told reporters Sunday it's going to take the better part of this week to do so. The Senate approved the infrastructure plan in a vote last month that saw 19 Republicans join all 50 members of the Democratic caucus in supporting the plan. The infrastructure measure would provide funding and outline projects to repair aging roads and bridges, expand broadband internet access, upgrade passenger rail and transit systems, and make airport improvements across the country, among other projects. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says a U.S. Air Force Hurricane Hunter aircraft flew in to investigate Hurricane Sam in the Atlantic Ocean, a major Category 3 hurricane currently in the South Atlantic. In their latest report, forecasters at the Hurricane Center say Sam is 1,200 kilometers east to southeast of the northern Leeward Islands of the Caribbean, with a maximum sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour, and is expected to maintain its major hurricane strength for the next few days. While there's no watches or warnings in effect for Sam, the forecasters warn it could generate swells that could impact islands throughout the Caribbean for the next several days and cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Meteorologists say what makes Sam significant, it is the fourth major hurricane to form this season, making 2021 the eighth year with four or more major Atlantic hurricanes since satellite forecasting began in 1966. Forecasters note the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season is already trending more active than average. From remote, I'm Jeff Custer.